I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hey, AfterBuzzers, we have a very, very special episode of All American tonight. Yes, it's the episode called Only Time Will Tell. And if you are watching your screens right now and not just listening to the podcast, you will see that we have Preach here in studio. Kareem Grimes, we are so excited to have you.
Listen, yeah. I am excited to be here, ladies. Trust me, believe that. Absolutely.
And we have so much to talk about with Kareem today in this episode. The way we're going to be breaking this down, we're going to be talking about everything that happened in this episode with Spencer's recovery. We're going to move on to what's going on with Darnell, getting into UCLA. Obviously, we're going to talk about the steroid question when it comes to Asher, and definitely the dynamics of different relationships coming into play with Olivia and her boo, but also, is she developing feelings for everybody else? And when I say everybody else, I'm saying Spencer or anyone who has an emotional problem that she needs to nurture.
100% yes.
Who knows? We also will be having a special segment called MVP, where each of us will tell you who our most valuable player of this week's episode is. And we're going to end the episode with a really great in-depth interview with Kareem, in addition to final predictions for next week.
Yeah.
So much to talk about, but with that being said, I'm your host, Mina Nydine. To my left, we have Sierra Chanel,
who is
an athlete herself, a host, a moderator. She does it all.
Yes.
What can she not do?
And we also have, to Kareem's left, we have Zakia.
Well, hello.
Always bringing the fresh perspective to All American. And finally, last but not least, we have Kareem Grimes, who plays Preach, who has been killing it this season. I always never know how to feel about your character. I'm like, do I like him? Do I not? Is he going to do something bad?
Yeah.
But then he's super supportive, and I'm always on my toes watching you, and I love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So what were your overall thoughts of this week's episode, Sierra?
Overall, Spencer, we know, frustrates me a lot sometimes. I just need him to, like, calm down. Overall, I was just like, I need you to just, like, take a breath, listen to all the people around you, listen to the professionals that are telling you to calm down, take a beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, that was my biggest takeaway. I was so frustrated because I felt that way with him before in other episodes, and this was just, like, amplified.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the athlete in you was like, oh my God, no.
I was losing my mind.
Kareem?
Yeah. You know, it's this episode, which is probably one of the second of my favorites.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like I said, 211, it showed the relationship between me and Coop and how Preach really cares about Coop. And then, you know, unfortunately, he gets tripped up by, you know, Tyrone. And, you know, now he's like, yo, I don't want you visiting me. Go on about yourself. I'll be fine. But, you know, Coop is kind of like a ride or die. And she definitely cares about Preach. And, you know, she wants to see me. But I kind of keep pushing her away. So,
yeah. With the best intentions, though.
Yeah, with the best intentions. Yeah. Absolutely.
Zakia?
Yes. I mean, for me, this episode, it had its happy point when we saw Darnell, and we actually got a little bit of his story today, seeing his mom, so I was excited about that. I'm excited about his future. So, you know, that's my boo. But,
Da Vinci, they love you, brother. They love you.
No, but just kidding, but not kidding. But, yeah, so I was happy for him. And, again, I agree with you. The tensions were high with a lot of people. Spencer, Asher, like, everyone's getting real crazy and manic. And, I don't know if that's the right word.
I already know who my MVP is.
Really?
We're excited for that. But what I liked about this episode, I feel like the dust is kind of settling from the craziness and the emotional instability of last week.
Yeah.
And what I like about this season, it's not just a constant, like, boom, crazy shooting, boom, crazy this, boom, crazy that. They have a way of making it a roller coaster ride where something crazy will happen, but then there's always a lesson at the other end of that. And I think they did that so well in this week's episode, where they still sprinkle in problems that are still very heavy topics, such as drug abuse.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't overdo it in a way where it's like, I don't want to shout out Degrassi, but I love Degrassi. We're just like, oh, problem here, problem there. Let's like get to the teen demographic and like really resonate with all these problems. Boom, boom, boom. I really like that they do it in such a seamless way, and that's what I loved about this. I do want to talk about, you know, Kareem's character on this show a bit, about Preach, because we see that he went to jail.
Yeah.
And we kind of don't know what's going to happen, even though we have a preview of his face kind of messed up in the mini preview at the end of this week. So I'm very curious to know what's happening. What are your thoughts on, you know, Preach's character arc from when we first saw him in season one to now?
I just, like, it took us a long time to know, like, what you were feeling, who you were, who you cared about.
Yeah.
And we're finally, we talked about this before the show, we're finally starting to see and understand, like, where your loyalties actually are.
Yeah.
And your character is, like, an unbelievably loyal character, which it's, I don't know, it's weird because it took us so long to, like, figure that out. But, even though you're in jail, I definitely feel like I have a good understanding of where you're at, and I love your relationship with Coop.
Yeah,
right now, like where we're at.
Absolutely.
Like, you're literally in jail, and you're still like her emotional support.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a Capricorn, Virgo in real life. Capricorn.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'll jump right into mine, because when I thought of your name first, Preach, because this episode I really saw you actually preaching to Coop and basically mentoring her, and now I realized throughout the entire episode you were dropping gems that I didn't even, and I'm like, oh, is your name Preach because you preach, like, you always have a word, like, boom, there it goes. But then but then also I feel like your story is so much deeper that we haven't even touched the surface, because you're very guarded, and you obviously are guarded for whatever reasons. Yeah, I mean, we know, like, a little bit. We know this, we know that, but why are you really guarded? Like, what happened? But I don't know if we're ever going to learn that. Are we?
I think there were bits and pieces in the first season towards when I was introduced.
Right.
And I think the conversation that Coop and I had in the car, she was like, well, you know, why'd you go to jail? And what did you do in jail? And I read a lot of books, and I read a lot of Greek mythology books. And, you know, so I kind of saw some of the things that Coop was doing and forewarning her already, or letting her know, hey, I know what you're doing already. Just know that. You know, you're not slick, but I see it. And, you know, with Preach, you know, it's definitely, he's been around a block.
Right.
He's definitely been around a block. Being able to going to jail and spending some time, you get to rehabilitate yourself. And with him, you know, he got in the books, and, you know, that kind of changed him as a person, but there were some things that he did as well that also changed him as a person, which is what I mentioned in 211 last week. Like, yo, when you shoot somebody, it changes a person. It changed me, and I don't want that to change you.
Yeah, it's almost like the reverse. Like, you are, where you are in your life is like where you see Coop right now.
Exactly.
Okay. And so you're kind of like, you don't even know, like, you go this way or that way. And, like, there's an opportunity for you to, like, take the right path. Right.
Absolutely.
But you reveal it, like, one little nugget in a blue moon. Like, not even in one episode. You're like, yeah, this kind of happened, then sprinkle it there. Like, I know what you're doing, sprinkle it. But you don't ever say the full story.
Right, yeah.
So you're so guarded. I'm like,
It's a pool. It's a
defense mechanism?
Yeah, me and Coop, there's something there. We need each other. We're not going to actually say it.
But I think also you're able to recognize that, like, Coop has the type of personality you can't just tell her what to do.
That's true.
Like, she has to figure it out on her own. And, like, you're able
to,
and you're able to, like, respect that, see her for who she is, like, have her go along her journey, whatever that might be. But, like, you obviously care about her, so you're going to, you know, try to have her back and, like...
She helps me because she's getting me out of the street element.
Right.
Okay.
You know, which I started to manage her. So, like I said, there's a part to where she's helping me get out of a situation. But I'm also helping her as well. So there's a constant bumping of the heads. There's a pull between both of us.
Well,
like, yo, we we need each other, but I'm not going to say it. Are you going to say
it? And it's like, she is your tie with like being in like a gang or like being in the streets is something that she's so attracted to, but it's like also something you're moving away from. So it's a very interesting dynamic of like, this is something she's kind of craving from you. And like, yes, you have this knowledge, but you know, like that's not the end all be all.
Exactly. Yeah. This life is not, you know, you're really not about this life. Right. Let me tell you, when you get in there, these things can happen. There are consequences and repercussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you said, I've experienced that and I see you going down that path and I want to make sure that I at least, you know, let you know what's going on and at least, you know, guide you on a whole nother path.
Totally.
With the music.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? And really getting behind her to say, hey, let's do this music.
Totally.
Right. I do want to address that, and I want to address something that happened a couple episodes ago where, you know, you had her back and you felt like she was just making stupid decisions and being very naive. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it on the show, like, why is Coop being so naive to just trust someone and sell all of these tickets? Yeah. And then obviously, you know, she gets screwed over by the person in charge.
Right.
And you just had it at that point. You know, Preach was like, I am done. You know what? I'm going to do this and I'm going to just keep the money for myself because it's my efforts. What do you think Preach's thinking was? Do you think that there was still loyalty there, or do you think he checked out of the loyalty at that point, or do you think that was him saying, I'm keeping this to teach you a lesson?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both. I don't know if he totally checked out because he went after Bugs. Mm-hmm. Bugs is the one that really dissed Coop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And seeing that scene where I see him, you know, pushing her away and shooing her away and saying, okay, well, I need to step in. You know, I did tell you about this guy, and once again, preaches to the rescue, but also I'm going to teach you a lesson as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I got this money, you're not going to get your money back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said, to teach you a lesson. You know, but in the back of Preach's mind, he's really not going to let go of Coop or, you know, make sure she's in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just at that point, he's like, listen, I've told you before.
It's tough
you don't
love.
Do business with... That's exactly. Mm-hmm. It's tough love. Mm-hmm. I told you, don't do business with people you don't even know this cat. Mm-hmm. But yet you're giving him money. Mm-hmm. Like, I see that a mile away.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Help me help you. Let's get to the real lesson. Exactly.
Preach, she really, like, he know, like, I feel, not Preach, but Coop, I feel like you know that Coop is really not about this life.
No, she's not.
Like, she wants it, but you can tell, like, this isn't your lane, honey.
Absolutely.
And I'm really trying to tell you, you know, switch over.
Yeah.
Turn the blinkers on because this is not your life.
Well, especially, like, she has so many people around her that care about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's proven that she's talented in, like, so many different ways. She's such a compassionate person. You know what I mean? It feels very forced that she's, like, trying to go this route.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think it's, like, her emotions. She feels... Because at this point, I don't think she wants to be in it. I think she feels responsible for it. But you were telling her not to feel responsible in this episode today.
Absolutely. Like, you had nothing to do with...
And Spencer did, too.
With Spencer being shot. This is all Tyrone's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So don't let Tyrone knock you off your square.
Right.
Still focus on the music. Still focus on getting yourself out of this situation. But I think also with Coop, she had Sean at her side who was able to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, pump her up and be her cheerleader. But when Sean passed away, she was on her own.
Right.
From that end, but she still had Spencer. And then here comes Preach.
I still can't believe Sean.
Yeah.
I'm like, this
recipe show. Sean. Yeah.
Right.
Pour one out. But yeah, so it's just, you know, Preach comes in and you know, without saying how much he cares for, he's like, yo, I just want to lead you on the right path because I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. I've done that. Got the t-shirt and the hat. So,
So you mentioned that you have a loyalty to Preach and that there's a mutually beneficial relationship where both of you need each other.
Yeah.
But where does the love come from? Where does the love for Preach come from when, you know, you kind of have a similar path in a sense and you're both trying to keep each other out of trouble at this point, and you have each other's backs, but where does the love for Coop come from? At what point was it like, okay, it's not just loyalty out of necessity or benefit, but it's an actual love that I have for this person?
Yeah, I think last 211, episode 211 really showed you that Preach cared for Coop because of he knows street mentality. Somebody gets shot, retaliation is literally the next day or within a couple of hours.
Yes.
She's already in her mind like, yo, Tyrone's back. I got to take care of this because he's out of jail. Mm-hmm. We could have put him in jail. And some of that falls on me because I didn't snitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I said, hey, I'm going to take care of this the way I know how to take care of it. Streetway. So I don't snitch. I don't tell. I'm going to take care of Tyrone.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of backfired because here's Spencer getting shot, which puts Coop against the wall now. Mm-hmm. Spencer's shot. She doesn't have anybody to go to. Usually she goes to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, now it's like, yo, I know what you're doing. That's why I was able to find you here.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your Coop necklace
right.
at?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's going on here? I know what you're about to do. Don't go down this route. Because there are repercussions to this.
But in the preview, we see her with a gun.
Yeah, so I don't think she's ever going to stop. Yeah. She's not going to stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like
she has to watch her back now, because I'm in jail.
Right, she has to watch her back, and also, like,
Spencer's injured.
And at the end of the day, it's like, it's her life. She's going to do whatever she thinks she needs to do, and she'll learn whatever lesson she needs to learn. Like, you can try to save people as much as you want, but... Yeah.
You just gotta sometimes you just gotta let them hit their head.
Right. And I'm like, if she wants to run around with a gun and not know how to use it, like, all right.
But at this point, it's life or death. She got a target on her back. So she don't even have a choice. She had a choice before. Yeah. She don't have that choice anymore.
Her back is against the wall, so she has to protect herself at all costs.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
All great points. I also want to quickly shout out the chat because you guys have been very interactive with us and Sierra's handling that. But for those of you who are tuned into the chat right now, make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV if you haven't done so already. Keep leaving the comments, share the love, share our video if you want, and really engage with us and share your opinions of this week's episode. Yeah. We really love interacting with you. It just makes the show that much more fun. And if you have any questions for Preach at all, leave them in the comment section because we're here right now. Absolutely. We can take all those questions down for him and read them off towards the end of the after show. So go ahead and do that right now.
Yeah.
And I also do want to move on right now to Spencer because Spencer is in recovery and he is definitely pushing the limits of what he can and cannot do.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to, without getting too much into predictions, what do you think this is going to lead to? And what do you think of him really pushing his limits?
I mean, he's literally going to hurt himself probably more. Like, that's just like what, I don't know. Like, if you are injured and a doctor is telling you, you need to go through physical therapy, you need to take it easy, you shouldn't be lifting weights, you should only be doing body weight stuff, whatever it is, like, your body has to heal. That's a process. You can't accelerate that. And I don't know what lesson he's going to learn from this, but either he's going to keep doing what he's going to do and get hurt, or, you know, something will turn a light on and he'll stop, you know, being so reckless. But I'm like, that's my prediction.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
Yeah. I don't see. My problem is I feel like Spencer was taking a lot of things for granted, and he was really in his own little world, thinking he had it all covered, thinking he was this man until his life was almost taken. I think now he's starting to realize how much he actually did love football, even though we all knew you did. Mm-hmm. And now he's trying to be that Spencer again when he can.
Yeah.
So I feel like for him, it's a him versus him. It's the injury. The injury, of course, is a great impact of it, but I feel like it's his old self and who he wants to be and like who he thinks he should be. I don't know.
It's ego.
Exactly.
It's ego.
Exactly. So of course the injury is a huge part of it, but honestly, I just think that he now realizes that life is so short and your career that you could have had possibly is gone.
Yeah, I think it's a young man who had, you know, was prominent and all-star, and you get this injury, and you know, you see your buddies are getting, you know, these offers for these colleges, and you know, you're like, yo, I don't want to feel left out,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So what can I do to speed up my recovery?
Right.
Even though the doctor says, hey, take it easy, you're still like, nah, I gotta go. I'm not gonna listen to them because I want to be at UCLA, or I want to get these acceptance letters as well. So, you know, it's the ego, and sometimes the ego can't hurt you.
Yeah, it can. And I think this is the first time we genuinely see Spencer having an ego this extent, because he was almost perfect season one, season two. Yeah. I'm like, who is this dream man who is so humble, so grounded, so talented, knows the right things to say, is super patient with women especially, and really has a mature perspective when it comes to looking at life despite his limited experiences. And now we see a different side to him where we kind of see the jealousy, especially when Darnell gets that UCLA acceptance.
And Asher.
And the thing that I thought was still interesting was, even though he feels the jealousy, he still acts in according to his values and his morals. So he tells Darnell, no, you take that college acceptance, even though he feels the jealousy, even though he's hurt. And that's one thing about Spencer I can really, really respect, is the fact that he still will make the right choices, the right decisions when it comes to loyalty, when it comes to being mature, despite his emotions. And that is something I truly value.
Yeah. I feel like he was projecting a little bit when he was like, Darnell, let's commit right now. I was like, okay, let's take a breath. Yeah. Like, what's going on here? That's a little bit of a projection, but I agree with the rest of that. Yeah. For sure.
What do you think, you know, when he obviously got denied from getting into UCLA and he goes to the party, he doesn't have the heart to tell anybody that he didn't get accepted except his mother in the house. What do you think that reveals about his character and his openness and vulnerability, that he would tell his mom but he wouldn't tell his friends?
Right. He told Darnell too, right?
Yeah, he told Darnell first.
I think he just... he has constantly struggled with his ego from my memory. And also, he has this, like, complex of, I think maybe because he's, like, in a house with a single mother, and he wants to feel like he's able to, like, provide for, like, his brother and his mom, and he wants,
be
like...
be the man of the house.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Like, he constantly feels like he has to, like, have this armor up of, like, everything's fine, I can handle everything, you know what I mean? And that's just, like, not necessarily the case, and that was totally what we saw. Like, he literally could not even let his guard down enough to be like, oh, I still have this offer, we're just, like, holding... You know what I mean? And it could still happen. Mm-hmm. It probably, I don't know, in my head, I'm like, it's still going to happen. He has nothing to worry about. It's a TV show, so who knows? But he wasn't even able to, like, kind of rip that armor down and, like, be honest because of his ego.
So, we don't have much time left, so I do want to skip through and go to Asher as well, because Asher is kind of struggling with the same thing. Mm-hmm. He hasn't admitted to taking steroids. It's pretty obvious that he is because of what we saw a couple of weeks ago. What is going on?
He's on drugs. He's taking steroids, and it's obviously altering how he is. Yeah. And it's altering who he is, because that's what a drug would do to you.
Especially steroids.
Right. And I think, like, we're seeing everyone is having their something that ticks with them. So with Asher, it's a football. That is his ticking point. He doesn't have any other place to go. He feels like if he doesn't get into football, this is his life.
Life, yeah.
Right. So it's becoming like, now he knows Spencer is getting out, and Spencer might take his spot, and he's just pressured. But he's on drugs.
But I also think, too, you know, as you watch the seasons, is that, you know, he kind of fell behind. Mm-hmm. You know, so now his moment is here.
Yeah.
He wants to take full advantage of it, but by any means necessary.
Right, exactly.
You know, and that's just, you know, that... you
can't cheat to win.
Yeah, you can't cheat that.
Right.
You know, it's definitely going to come back and bite you. So, but, you know, he's definitely like, this is my moment, you know, by any means necessary, I gotta get it, you know? So if I don't, I know I failed. That's why it's like, to my mom, I gotta have, like, 70, 80 catches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mom was like...
Yeah, she was like, oh, that's lofty.
Right,
it definitely seems to be affecting his relationship with Olivia as well.
Yeah.
You can tell when they're making out on the couch, and she's like, don't worry, my parents aren't gonna be home, you're fine. He's just not into it. Yeah. Like, there's an emotional disconnect there. Do you think that the drugs are affecting his vulnerability in his relationships as well? Do you think eventually he will open up to Olivia?
I mean, well, if you know anything about, as far as steroids messes with you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So you can have good days, you can have bad days. But what I've learned is that you have a quick temper. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can see that in him with the arm wrestling. Saying, right. Hey, I can take everybody. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And
just a heightened level of testosterone.
Yeah, you're looking for a fight. Yeah. You're looking for a fight because you're like, yo, I've taken these steroids. I'm pumping this iron. I think I'm the man on the campus. Mm. Let me go in and test it out and see who wants a piece of this.
Yeah. Literally. I will say that I love JJ kind of, you know, showing his loyalty in a very different way where everyone just is kicked out of that party and they're like, whose side are you on, JJ? He's like, I don't like the shirts. And he's like, no, but whose side are you on? Right. And he just walks right across.
He was like, I'm a legacy of four other fraternities. That is him.
That is his claim to fame. Well, it's so funny, and I love it.
He's like the complete opposite person of the character that he plays.
Oh, yeah. In person. Yeah. Very grounded. Yeah, very grounded, different.
Right. He's always a comic relief, though. Like, if it wasn't for JJ, I would be crying
every episode. He does a really good job. Mm-hmm. He does a really good job.
Finally, I do want to bring up Layla and Coop because there's a lot going on there as well. You know, it pains me. Everything is just paining me right now. But Coop finds out that her ex, Patience, is now having this type of record deal where she's going in and practicing and singing. Mm-hmm. And she can't handle it. She, like, walks away from these great opportunities. Mm-hmm. What does Preach think about this?
I think it was either 208 or 209, 208 or 207 when, you know, he was putting a concert on for her. Right. And he was like, yo, to Coop, like, make sure Patience is there. And she was like, why? He was like, yo, because she sounds good on the track and I need her there. Mm-hmm. So you can see a little bit of that jealousy seep in right there from just that scene in that episode to be like, yo, I'm supposed to be the headline. Why, you know, why do you want her? This is really about me, not about Patience. You know, so you saw a little bit of that. And I think that carried over, you know, to where she really wants to be with J.P. Keaton and, you know, get produced. And when he heard a Patience song, he was like, well, who is that? Mm-hmm. Who's that on the track? I want that. Mm-hmm. You know, to an artist, if I'm demoing you my music and you hear somebody else singing and you ask about them and not me, I'm concerned.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What are you talking about?
I'm an artist and you're sensitive about
this. Yeah, I'm an artist.
Erykah
Badu. Right.
I was just about to say.
Shout out to Erykah Badu.
But that's, you saw that. And I think that's carrying it over now to where she's seeing her in the studio. It was just like, yo, but this is my dream.
Right.
This is what I wanted to do.
I will say, the conversation they had at the end of the episode, though, made me feel like Coop is able to support Patience more now that they're not in a relationship. Because at the end of the conversation, she was like, do your thing, like, you're gonna be fine.
Loved that side of her. We see very different sides. Some people are better off friends than in relationships because it shows a different side of support.
I will also say this, that I feel like Patience shouldn't feel sorry for her advancing her future. But I just think, like, they're all under so much pressure as teenagers, and they're about to graduate from high school soon. So everyone is looking for that next step in their future. So I feel like they're all under pressure. Yeah. But Patience, you go, girl.
And only time will tell, you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's get into our MVP special segment. We don't have much time left, so it's going to be very quick thoughts about who the MVP was this week.
Well, Sierra, mine's go kind get of it. Obvious.
Is it?
Mine is Asher's mom.
Oh.
Because, you know, Asher was pushing her away. Mm. She hasn't been present in his life. She hasn't, like, proven her love to him. Obviously, she, like, birthed him, but, like, whatever. And I love that, like, she did everything she could. She confronted him about what she thought was wrong. Mm. And then even when he continued to push her away, she went to Olivia and was like, yo, this is how this is going to get taken care of. Yeah. And I love that because you can tell she doesn't feel comfortable really like parenting him right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she did the best that she thought she could.
Yeah. Love it. Zakiya.
So mine is actually you and Layla. So Preach and Layla, just because Preach is always dropping gems on Coop, basically telling her, hey, like, keep your head in the game, still go into music. And I think Layla is doing the same. I want to say that it's a foreshadowing something that if she doesn't keep her head in the music, she's going to get hurt, or she should just keep her head in the music. I don't know, but I'm seeing that happening on this episode.
That's pretty good. That's good.
CW.
Yeah.
Do you
have an MVP?
You know what? I definitely want to say it was That's a good one. I want to say Spencer. You know, just dealing with so much, being really shot and really trying to, you know, get better, to be out on the field for his teammates. You know, at the same time, you can definitely damage and hurt yourself. But I see where his mind is. I know where he wants to go. And I know what he wants to do. So that's why he's my MVP, because he's still pushing through. Even though he's like, yo, you got to relax. I got to get it. So, yeah.
For me, I'm going to say Grace. And she is no stranger to this MVP category. She is an amazing parent. I love that she has the ability to both school her children and implement rules, but still be nurturing at the same time when she finds out that Spencer didn't get his shot and he's put on hold. I think having that balance as a parent is amazing and incredible, and the fact that she can bring both a strict mindset and approach to parenting as well as a nurturing one is a very hard balancing act, and I have so much respect for her character.
Shout out to Grace. Karima Westbrook doing an amazing job.
That was good. Let's get into predictions, you guys, because we have been seeing some crazy stuff. Crazy stuff in the previews. Preach. I had to do a double take because Zakiya said something like, oh, what happened to his face? And I had to rewind it to look at the scars. What's going on in prison? I want to know, what do you guys think is going to happen next week?
Something's going to happen to you. You are not going to be 100% well. That's for sure. My other one, I saw this in the chat and I'm agreeing. Logan Stark said this. Love that name. I ship Layla and Coop. I don't know what the heck is going to happen. I've been saying this for a while. I've been just wanting to happen. Something is coming. It's brewing.
Layla is being so aggressive. She's like, let me help you. You'd honestly be helping me. Like, come. Like, she wants She wants to club. I think there's something. Ooh, definitely something there. Especially so when juicy. Coop's broken up.
I want that to happen.
Spencer would be...
Yo, I want that to happen.
I
want to
know, what do you think is going to happen? Do you have all the answers? Or do you even see the episodes unfold? Like, do you see everything that happens? Or are you still in the dark about a few things?
I know what's going on. But I don't know if I can speak on it,
How much can we get out of you right there?
I will say this. Next week's episode is definitely going to be amazing. And I tell people that hit me on social media, I'm like, yo, just keep tapping in to All American. It is going to go up. Like, literally go up. So that's all I can tell you. But it's going to be great.
We'll tap in.
That was a save.
Okay. And big shout out to the writer, John A. Norris, and director Kelly Williams for episode 212. Definitely want to give those shout outs. Nice. And then NK, the showrunner, she's the queen. She is the captain of the ship. Big shout out to her.
They are doing an incredible job on this show. Love the chemistry on there. Want to know more about Preach and see his character unfold.
Yes, indeed.
Does anyone have any final questions, either in the chat or here, for Preach? Oh, yeah.
My predictions.
Yes.
What are your predictions?
Okay. I'm predicting season 3 already. So, Spencer and... Darnell are going to go to UCLA. Coop's going to be famous. Preacher going to be her manager. And Patience going to be famous. I know it's a little zealous. But...
And remember, they're not seniors yet. I think they're sophomore juniors.
Oh. Okay, then high school prom then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so season 4.
Okay.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, final questions for Kareem.
In the chat, someone did ask if you will be in season 3.
As far as I know, I think I will be in season 3.
So we know Preach isn't going to get killed. Great.
Prediction settled. We shall see.
And he's going to get out of jail.
Yeah, we shall see. Who knows?
Kareem.
I didn't say anything.
Who knows?
We shall see. Kareem, thank you so much for joining our panel today. It has been such a pleasure. Thank you for the cupcakes. We're so excited to
Southern
Girl
Desserts.
We had cupcakes.
So Southern Girl Desserts.
Where can everybody find you on social media, and what projects do you have coming out?
You can find me at Kareem Grimes, K-A-R-E-E-M. M-G-R-I-N-E-S on all social media platforms. I keep it very basic. March 15th, I'm reoccurring on SWAT as Little Red, so you guys will be able to tune in and see me go head-to-head with Hondo, a.k.a. Shamar Moore. And
you have an app in the App Store.
Yes, I do have an app. It's called FacePop. Mm-hmm. It's in the iOS, only in the Apple Store right now. Okay. But it allows you to be able to create self-made emojis featuring your face. You have 7 seconds, and it's literally like a floating head. It's a free app.
Yes.
Go download it now. It's free. You can talk about all American and send face pops to your friends. Happy birthday, well wishes, the whole nine. And it's FacePop Store.
Thank you so much, Kareem.
Thank you so much.
And Zakiya, where can everyone find you?
Hey, guys. My name is Zakiya Wilbert. You can find me on Instagram at ZakiyaW_.
Yeah.
Sierra.
You can find me at Sierra Chanel on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, literally everywhere.
Yeah. And I'm Mina Naidee, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mina Makes Magic. Thank you so much for tuning in to our live chat and our show. Please share the love and leave your comments in the section below. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all next week.
Peace out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.